This year's Women in Youth Activism Award for Strengthening the Voice of Young Women in Europe went to Czech activist Johanna Nejedlová. The 28-year-old Czech is the co-founder of Consent, which focuses on preventing sexual violence and creating a safer environment for women. She beat the world-famous Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg, who was shortlisted in the same category. I met with Johanna Nejedlová to talk about her work, and I started by asking what motivated her to establish her NGO more than 2 years ago.
The input to start with this activity was when Amnesty International was doing research on what Czech society think about rape and what they think about the role of victim. And that research showed that 63% of Czech people believe that the victim is partly to be blamed for being raped. For example, if she was drunk or flirting or she was wearing like short skirt. And I was reading this research and also some comments on Facebook about it, and it got me a bit angry. I wrote down a post, and I wrote at the end of the post, like, we have to stop this, we should do something about it. And that post went kind of viral, and people started to message me, we want to get involved and do something about it. And I'm not sure if I was really into doing something when I was writing the post, but when the people were like reaching me, I decided we have to do something about it. So we teamed up and started to think what are the possible actions.
So how serious is the problem of sexual harassment and sexual violence against women here in the Czech Republic?
I think it's almost the same all over the world. The number says that like each 10th woman experience sexual violence during her lifetime. It is about 7,000 rapes per year. Those are the like lowest numbers. There are also researches which says it's like 12,000, maybe a little bit more even. But on the police, there's reported only about 700. And if we look to sexual harassment, that experiences almost every woman in the researches, they say like 50% of Czech female has this experience.
So as you said, the situation is more or less the same all around the world. But what makes the Czech Republic maybe particular is the approach of the society and media and politicians towards this topic. And has the situation changed over the recent years?
We as Czechs are still just opening the debate on this topic. It's quite often seen as something radical to speak about this. We also very often think that it's something that happens somewhere far away, like it's done by some foreigners or like low-class people, not educated people. We also look very much to the situation of the victims, like who are they, what were they doing, but we don't focus about the perpetrators, which I think is much more important to even fight that problem. The number says that like 6-8% of Czech men committed a rape during their lifetime, which is quite a high number. And there's this Istanbul Convention. It is Convention of Council of Europe about gender-based violence and domestic violence, and it's been implemented and ratified in almost every European country, but the politicians are not willing to pass it. They are not willing to say they agree on it, and they are not willing to support it. And there's part of the society which is like really against it based on some ultra-conservative view on that topic.
Why do you think that this issue is still considered mostly a taboo topic here in the Czech Republic? Would you say it's the sort of inheritance of the communist regime, or does it have to do with the lack of women in politics?
I think it's very complex and complicated. First of all, I think it's still seen as some feminist issue, and the feminism is not very well seen or appreciated in Czech Republic. So to speak about gender-based violence or sexual violence or even harassment, it seems as some kind of radical Western, more even US concept. Also, lots of people are feeling threatened by it, I think. We even see it during our workshops. If we are doing it with adults, and they are quite often open-minded, sometimes they realize that in their past they have done something what wasn't okay. Maybe they like pushed somebody to have sex with them, and it's really hard for them to acknowledge it. And I think that there's lots of people who are afraid of like looking back into their past to see if they haven't done anything bad.
So when you hold workshops, do you see the difference between the younger and older generation?
If we speak with the older, they are usually the one who came voluntarily, so they are quite open already. But even in schools, there's difference between those who are like 13 years old and those who are 17 years old. So I think the younger scholars, they see what's good and what's bad. And it's very simple for them to recognize it and to label it. If they are older, I think they are getting those stereotypes we all have. And then it's like much more complicated to speak about it with them, to discover the myths they share sometimes. But they are still quite open to like think about those things. If the people are older, they lived longer time in those stereotypes. So it's much harder for them to combat them or to recognize that it wasn't right what they thought.
So would you say it's important to start educating children about these issues pretty early?
Definitely. As sooner you can start, it's better. And even I think it's very important to speak about those topics with them before they start with their sexual life.
One of your campaigns, I think it was maybe your first campaign, was called Když nechceš, tak nechceš, which could be translated as no means no. And it focused on victims of sexual violence and allowed people to anonymously share their experience with rape or any other kind of sexual harassment. What kind of response did you receive from women and girls? Mm-hmm. And did any of these responses really take you by surprise?
Mm-hmm. With this campaign, we wanted firstly to point out that the rape doesn't happen always only outside where some like creep who attacks you, but it's very often happening within intimate relationships or between some friends or colleagues or people who know each other. We build it on the story of like couple where they get into fight and the guy wanted to like make it right, so he was pushing the girl to have sex with him, but she didn't want it, but he still has done it. And lots of girls were like very enthusiastic about the campaign because it was something which they related with. We also heard some stories about girls who experienced the same, but they didn't know they can label it as rape, but they felt it was something bad and they felt really miserable about it. So we helped them so they could be sure that they are right to feel what they feel.
You recently launched another campaign called Respect is Sexy. Respect is Sexy. And that campaign is aimed at creating safer nightlife for women. How does this campaign work?
When we were thinking about starting this, it was also kind of reaction on Me Too and what Czech society thought about Me Too. People were quite often complaining why these women didn't speak up earlier, and we want to offer them that they can complain at the real time when it's happening and ask for help. It has two parts. One is just campaigning. We are trying to promote respect as something hot and harassment as something which is not hot. And the second part is we are creating a network of bars and clubs which will claim that they doesn't tolerate sexual harassment in their venue, and we are training those clubs and bars to know how to react if somebody asks for help or if they see something crucial and they feel they should like intervene to it. In the beginning, it was quite hard to get the bars on board, but we have now 20 bars all over Czech Republic. So I think it's quite important, and we are getting also to people who wouldn't be maybe thinking about those topics.
Where did you find inspiration for this project?
There are two quite similar projects. One is in Israel, in Tel Aviv. They are based in Tel Aviv, but they get spread all over the country. It's called Laila Tov, Good Night Out. And they are doing basically the same as we do. So my colleague met them in Tel Aviv and we were consulting with them a lot. But they are a bit in different position because the society is more supporting them. They have now like 70 venues, I think, all over the country. And there's a very similar project in Britain that's called Good Night Out. And they are also offering trainings to the bars and clubs what they can do about sexual harassment.
You have just received the Women in Youth Activism Award. You were shortlisted alongside the world-famous Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg. What does it mean for you receiving this award?
I feel like honored, but it's really important message for my team or for all my coworkers also that our work is valuable. It's not easy in Czech Republic. We have lots of support, but we also have lots of haters and lots of people are criticizing us. So to see that even on the European level, people see our work as important is really something which is giving us some positive input that we are doing well, we should continue.
Joanna Nejedlova, winner of this year's Women in Youth Activism Award, was speaking to Ruth Frankova.